Fridays are awesome. This is CNN Student News. We're starting off today with a few stories that have a lot of people talking. First one involves Americans who've served in the military. The U.S. government requires Veterans Affairs hospitals to see patients in a timely manner. But across the country, some vets have had long wait times. In Phoenix, Arizona, a retired doctor revealed that hundreds of sick veterans were put on a secret waiting list. It hid the fact that they were forced to wait months for health care. The doctor says at least 40 veterans died waiting. In the state of Georgia, the governor has signed a new gun law. It'll allow Georgians who are already allowed to have a concealed weapon to legally take that weapon into certain public places. This might include some bars, churches, government buildings, school zones, and certain parts of airports. Supporters call the law meaningful pro-gun legislation. Critics call it extremism in action. And in Brazil, the nation's army has occupied one of Rio de Janeiro's slums. There's been a surge in violent crime in certain parts of the city. And with the World Cup less than 2 months away, soldiers have joined police in trying to keep three rival gangs from attacks. See if you can ID me. I'm a landmark in London that was first built in 1599, though I've been rebuilt a couple times since then. I'm closely associated with William Shakespeare because I'm where he staged his plays. I'm the Globe Theater, where Shakespeare was once an investor and an actor. The man himself, the world-renowned playwright known as the Bard, was born 450 years ago this month. His Globe Theater burned down by accident during a play in 1613, was rebuilt the next year, then torn down decades later, then rebuilt in London again in the 1990s, as authentically as possible. As you might expect, this year is a big one for the Globe.
Face paints, bouncy castle, Punch and Judy, and of course a birthday cake. A lively approach to celebrating an age-old icon. Here at Shakespeare's Globe in London, it's all about maintaining a fresh and young legacy for the most famous playwright in history, whose works, 450 years later, still resonate with people young and old.
A person who wrote scripts and made plays.
Who's your favourite Shakespeare character?
Midsummer Night's Dream, Julius Caesar,
Macbeth, Romeo and Juliet.
To be or not to be!
Is Shakespeare still young? Shakespeare doesn't feel old, he doesn't feel tired, he feels like he's still asking fresh questions, still giving fresh insights, still provoking fresh laughter.
The Globe is a theatre created specifically in Shakespeare's honour. Now it's actually a modern reconstruction of the original building which was built in Shakespeare's day. It's not just here in the UK, of course, that his legacy endures. Shakespeare's works continue to fill classrooms, theatres and cinemas across the world, all the way from his hometown in Stratford-upon-Avon to Hollywood.
Among the more famous examples, Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Attempts have even been made to put a value on Shakespeare's brand, with one study suggesting his commercial worth today would be over $500 million, four times the combined value of Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe.
The fact is, Shakespeare is really good at what he does. If you want to enjoy reading words put into a really interesting order, looking at patterns of human behaviour, going to the theatre and imagining yourself into a whole world, Shakespeare is going to provide that in ways that no other playwright or poet has done.
That global appeal is being reflected in the week's birthday celebrations, including a whole week-long dedicated conference in Paris.
As the birthday celebrations ricochet around the world, we continue to wonder and explore how one man's work has had such a profound effect. Here at the Globe in London, at least, many of the children seem to have it all figured out.
I like the way they talk, but I sometimes find it hard to understand.
What normally happens at the end?
People die.
Rosie Tompkins, CNN, London.